producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, broadcaster, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Every once in a while I get an email from someone, and by the way, you can send me any connection that you'd like, doug@dougsteffen.com. Brings you into the fold. We have a dozen or so new stations this week, thanks to the Mississippi Farm Network putting this program on. We're heard all around the country in lots of different ways, frankly. A lot of radio stations, approaching 100 radio stations now. This program started last year because of my interest in trying to get people who are family farmers, run family ag businesses, or those who are describing themselves as locavores, people who want your product if you're a family farmer. They don't want GMO food. They don't want a connection to the big international agribusinesses, the agri-industry. So we applaud the people who are interested trying to make this work in our country. You can listen to the program at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, at CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. We have TuneIn Radio, where there's a Doug Steffen app, Stitcher Radio, things in places like that where you can listen to the program, tell your friends about it. But whatever it is, the word getting around is good because we're here as a service to help. We come up with problems and try to find solutions. Thus is the reason for our invitation to Beth Osmond, who, along with her husband Jody, are second career farmers. They left Chicago. They have been in the tech world, and they created the first meat CSA in Illinois, serving the Chicago area. They are pretty active, and that's why I wanted to have them here. So Beth, speaking on behalf of Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm, which you can find online, cedarvalleysustainable.com. Beth, welcome to the American Family Farmer. You are an American Family Farmer. How do you feel about that?
Thanks very much. I love it. It's been quite an adventure. We started our farm, as you said, as a second career, going on 14 years ago now, this spring. And, boy, it was really a surprise to me that I ended up as a farmer. My husband, Jody, grew up on a local family farm. When he was a kid, they did the corn and soybean rotation, but they also had cattle and pigs and sheep at various times during his growing up, and he always really loved the livestock. But when we came of age in the late 1980s, it was in the midst of the farm crisis. That was when farm aid began. No one was telling bright young kids to stay on the farm, and he didn't. So he and I have known each other since we were young. We grew up in the same area, but we moved away. We went up to Chicago, and but he said pursued some really interesting corporate careers. But things took a change, and we had the opportunity to come back out and restart the family farm in a whole new way. And so that's what we've attempted to do.
So it's his family's farm that you're talking about?
Yes. The land that we farm now actually belongs to his mom and dad. It's a second property that they own in addition to their own home and fields. But the land that we're on now was purchased by my husband's grandfather when his mom was about 10 years old, I think. So it's been in the family for quite some time.
You know, I'm listening to you tell this story. It reminds me of a conversation we had with someone a few weeks ago on this program, a lady like you who, along with her husband, came. She didn't come from the farm. Her husband did. The only difference in what they pursued was produce versus beef. They are produce farmers, and have done well with it. You're on the beef side of things. So I guess I want to know, from our perspective, what problems you encountered at first going back to the farm, and then I want to bring people through what other things you have had to work through and explain what the solutions have been. So let's start back at the beginning. Okay, you decide you want to leave the careers you have, get into farming, which is laudable. It's something that we need to have more of, certainly in our country. So what problems did you think you were going to have? And then in reality, what problems did you have?
That's a good question, because as you know, running a farm and running any sort of business, there's always a problem. There's always something new happening.
Yep.
And our motto over the years has come to be, there's always a solution. It might take some really quick creative thinking, but we do manage to find them. So when we first started the farm, we were actually produce as well. It's a very low bar for entry, you know, as far as the cost of equipment, the cost of startup. And we had read a book by Elliot Coleman, and we thought that this whole CSA idea was pretty cool. We had never heard of it before. Community supported agriculture, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, is a partnership between farmers and consumers. It's a way to come together and the folks eating our food know where it comes from and how it was raised.
Yep.
And we have a dependable income stream that we can rely on in order to make our business work. So when we first moved out to the farm, one of our biggest fears was we were coming in from off of farm, and although we have roots in the community, to some extent we were new because we hadn't been here for 15 years at that point. We had been away from the farm and from the community. And we were doing things a really different way, and we were a little bit afraid that the local farmers, my father-in-law's contemporaries, were going to look at us and see us as smart aleck kids, basically. We were afraid that they were going to take it as a repudiation of the way they were farming. And that wasn't how we meant it. But we just knew that that wasn't the way we could farm. And it cost far too much money, and it was far too capital intensive to start a row crop operation. We just didn't have that sort of setup.
Right.
So because we were farming organically and because we were marketing in a very different way, we were concerned that people were going to see us as, you know, the kooks down the road, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been, throughout our career here, really, really happy to find that so many of our parents' generation of farmers are just so glad to see anyone farming. They're so glad to see new people coming into the business, into the properties, into the lifestyle, that they have, for the most part, been really welcoming, really helpful. As I said, we've got roots in the community. We've been really lucky to be able to draw on those when we needed advice or when we needed a tractor to borrow or when we needed friends to help out because there was, as you said, some sort of problem. We've really been very lucky to have all of that support around us, which I think is, you know, clearly been instrumental in our success. And we, in turn, are very conscious of giving back that support. And for us to do that, it's not necessarily geographically where we are, because we're still kind of outliers in the area. There just aren't that many people farming the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than when we started, certainly. But we've been involved with a lot of organizations as speakers, as presenters, as teachers, trying to share our experience with people who are coming behind us, hopefully saving them from our mistakes so they can also make new creative mistakes.
Yeah, that's the idea. Beth Osmond is the owner of Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm. We're having a conversation about her experience with her husband from the Chicago area, and it continues on the American Family Farmer.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Moving on now with Beth Osmond, I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. We're talking about the problems that you encountered as you got started and then the continuing focus on how you fix your problems. Spend a minute talking about how you're using the cyber world to either promote or to find information about how to farm in a particular way. How much do you use the information from that world?
That's really critical to our business, particularly for promoting and developing new business. That's the way most of our customers find us, either through online and through word of mouth. But when they hear about it from a friend, then they go to our website. So that has, luckily it was a skill set that we had, coming into this project, and it's definitely been one that has been extremely critical to our success.
All right, so using it as a tool, not only for spreading the word, but also I find some of my friends who are in they're my age or close to my age, are using it in ways that I haven't seen them before. That is, how to grow something differently or how to get more productivity out of the land, you know, that kind of stuff, because there's so much information.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's terrific to have all of those resources at our fingertips. As I said before, we've been very lucky to have a lot of local support, but we're doing things differently than most people around us do. So if we have a problem, if we have a question, it's terrific to be able to go and ask the Google.
Right. Beth, stand by a minute. We'll pause for a few words from your local stations. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here we are as the program continues, focusing on the family farmer in America, what people are listening to in many instances when they hear the program. The program is designed to help farmers, the family farmers, survive and thrive. But also there is the ancillary impact that you always have when somebody's listening and they just hear something that intrigues them. So there are devotees to this program who know nothing about farming, have never farmed. They just are interested in the food supply, or they're interested in the approach that I'm taking to try to have a lot of people. And I do this purposely and wonder sometimes what the impact may be. This is when people are affected, as we have been, in terms of choice. People will not sit still for being told that they can have this food or they can't have that food. The government is not going to get away with saying, okay, from now on, this is how you all eat. No. That's where the seeds of the revolution start. And you kind of see it in the political landscape now. People are just fussy or fed up with government in general. And the farmer is in that category for a number of reasons. The people who use the product are tired of not being able to know what through labeling they're buying, wherever they're buying it. Tired of not being able to get food that they know is good for them because a lot of farmers are being pushed out of business by the big agribusinesses, and that's very frustrating. But yet, there is this resounding cry for more CSA farms, for more organic farms, for more natural and local living. And so these folks, Beth Osmond and her husband, have the Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm in the Chicago area, focusing on beef. How many animals are you now raising at this moment? How many animals do you have on the farm?
Well, let me offer a slight adjustment to what you said. We do have beef, but we also have pork and chicken.
Okay.
And to a smaller extent, some lamb. We're just starting that flock. So the number of animals we have on the farm right now, well, it's wintertime, so our chickens are all raised on pasture, our meat birds. So, you know, that population is all in the freezer right now for the year. And we have currently just 3 beef and about a dozen pigs on the farm. And one of the things that we've done, and I talked earlier about making connections, that has been extremely beneficial to us, is we have made connections with friends and acquaintances who raise both beef and cattle beef and pork in ways similar to what we do, without drugs or hormones, mm-hmm. on pasture, in healthy conditions, with humane treatment. And what we've been able to do is partner with them. And when we need, if beef is low in my freezer and I need beef to make my CSA shares next month, I can call one of those folks and say, hey, I need to get a couple of head to the butcher. And he's got a much bigger focused operation just on beef, and so he's able to do that for me. Same with the pork. And what that has allowed us to do is keep our marketing really robust and flexible, because I never have to worry about, gosh, am I going to have beef if I sell 10 more new shares? Because I know I am, because I've got Dennis who's going to step in there for me and do a great job raising these animals. So it's all about partnership and community on both sides of the equation for us.
Do you share that when it comes to slaughtering and dressing these animals off? The partner.
I'm sorry, really
do you share when it's time to slaughter the animals and dress them off for consumption? Do you find that you all work together? Do you do it on your farms? Do you have a slaughterhouse?
Oh, no. No, because we market commercially, in order to maintain our meat broker's license, we have all of our animals butchered at a USDA inspection facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we take beef and pork to one butcher, and then poultry at a separate location.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do any of the butchering ourselves.
So you may or may not find this intriguing.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 1-800-770-7771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Second half hour, this week's hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Beth Osmond, who is from Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm, on the web at cedarvalleysustainable.com. I made mention a few minutes ago, for those of you who may still be trying to figure out what the pattern here is, we try to present a farm that has struggled with and has overcome problems so you can learn from their experiences, such as the case with Beth and her husband, Jody, who have this farm in Illinois, are raising various types of beef and meat to be sold to a CSA coalition, CSA group. So I just was explaining how some people feel strongly about killing animals and eating them. I had a discussion with somebody about eating horses and dogs, and some part, it's all part of the culture. We have been culturalized here in the last couple, 300 years, especially since the advent of beef ranches, to eat beef. Most people, by the way, you go back to the 1600s, you go back 1,000 years, they didn't eat cows, they didn't eat beef. They ate other things that were meat, mostly fowl, things that they could catch, wild things that we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole today in our culture any more than we'd eat a horse. But yet the circumstance is the same. So I wonder if you've ever encountered that. I've gone a long way to explain how these people think and how they work. Beth, do you have these sorts of things? You say, I'm different because I'm not in your face. What you do is your business, as what I do is my business. And people want to eat this stuff, then they ought to be able to eat it. They make the choice and live as you will. But there are a lot of people who are very intolerant. So have you encountered any of them? And if so, how have you handled them?
Thanks for the opportunity to respond. You raised a lot of really important issues. And I think that, first of all, personally, I've only occasionally had vegetarians or vegans confront us, I guess.
Yeah, they're very, most of them are very confrontational, the activists.
The activists are, and in our public life at farmers markets, we will occasionally have people who come up and want to debate. And really, our point of view is that we too are concerned about the ethics of eating meat. Mm-hmm. If we weren't, we wouldn't be raising meat the way that we are. We're the farthest from a factory farm. I think what we have to remember is issues aren't black and white. They're not all good or all evil. It's not, you know, Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader here.
Right.
But there's a continuum. And on the continuum, there is everything from raising your own meat and butchering it, or you know, raising your own animals and butchering them away in an idyllic pasture, all the way to CAFOs, confined animal feeding operations, which are, you know, for anyone who's ever seen any of the multitude of documentaries out there, we all know those are horrendous situations for animals and for the people who work there. So I respect vegetarians. I totally understand that lifestyle choice. But when people say to me, I could never, excuse me, when people say I could never eat an animal that I raised, I've come to understand myself and be able to explain to them that I don't like to eat animals I didn't raise, because I know how they were cared for, because I know that they were raised humanely and that they were in a healthy environment. And the animals that we raise, we take care of them, and they in turn provide our living. And it's a it's a respectful way to raise the animals from the moment that they come onto the farm, whether they're born here or come here through another way, all the way through the way that they're butchered and handled respectfully and calmly. That's the way we choose to do it. As a species, we've evolved to eat meat, and that's not to say that that we have to, but we can and we do. And so I think in order to eat meat, we need to be thinking about making ethical choices in that process. I'm really involved with an organization called Slow Food International, and one of their areas of emphasis in the past couple of years has been an initiative that they've called Slow Meat, and the motto of that initiative is less meat, better meat. So I don't think people need to eat as much meat as we do in the American diet, but I'm also not prepared to give up meat in my own diet and in my family's. Mm-hmm. But we do eat less meat, and we make sure that it's a higher quality meat, both higher quality in terms of good for us and good for the animals that become our daily food.
Mm-hmm. What a great explanation. Sound thinking, so you have it. In a way that you, some of the people that might be unwieldy or difficult when they listen to that, they, you know, they can still have a problem, but I don't see how anybody could be disrespectful after you. And this is why I love this program, because I presented you with a problem and you presented us with a solution. It might not work for everybody, but the more open-minded you are to different points of view, it's like anything else. Some people like to shop at Target. Some people like to shop at Needless Markup, or they like to shop at Macy's. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. There's just everybody's got different tastes, and they ought to be able. We have become a cookie cutter society. I mean, all you have to do is drive around the country, and you see all the malls. They all have the same stores in them. And the same is true mm-hmm. when it comes to food. You have all these national brands, and every week, look at was it Dole this past week that had a recall on lettuce packs or salad packs or whatever it is, because they can't possibly clean adequately all of the. They are packaging thousands of these things, tens of thousands every day, with mixes of lettuce and spinach and carrots and other things that come from farms all over the place. They bring it together, and you know, if they don't clean it right and somebody's done something wrong, like sprayed human, like what happened last year, spraying human feces on plants that were above the ground. You can use the human feces as as fertilizer, but you do it after either you've cultivated before you plant or before you plow the land over. You don't put it on after the plant has come out of the ground. Any fool would know that, but these people don't, most of them speak English, so they aren't trained or told what to do, and thus these kinds of things happen so that you come to expect it. But then people like you, I mean, you go to the problem of the meat recall that recently took place. I forget what the generation of it was because there's so many of them, but those things give people like you a bad name, and it never is the problem of the small family farmer, never. It's always the big conglomerates, the big industrial farms that have these problems, and yet the news media treats it like it was something that you might have done. If there was a problem with a piece of chicken or something, oh, yeah, look at this farm. So we're doing an educational thing in our country, and it ought to be part of what children learn in school. Oh, let's have a course on food and eating, where the food comes from. What's the difference between beef that comes from a factory farm and beef that comes from your farm? Those are things that – go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's one of the reasons people get – that's one of the motivations for getting involved in a CSA.
Mm-hmm.
We'll often have people say, I want my kids to know where their food comes from.
Yeah.
And as I said, we will always get the people who say, oh, I could never eat something I raised, or, oh, look at that cute little piglet, I could never eat that.
Yep.
But if we have that level of respect for the animals and for the people who work for them as well, or work with them, then it just is a different perspective on the food that maintains us. I mean, nobody wants to knowingly give their family something that's bad for them.
No,
certainly.
You wouldn't have thought, right.
But, you know, I feel a big part of our mission with our farm is to educate consumers.
Yeah.
It helps us. We spread the word about CSA. You know, that gives us a larger potential customer pool.
Yeah,
which is a great thing for our business.
Yeah.
But it also helps the public just in that I want people to be conscious and thinking about where their food is coming from and how it was raised. And there are so many more opportunities now to do that than there were even 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, that's
that. I think that we're definitely moving in the right direction.
The help of social media certainly goes a long way in getting that story told. Stand by a few more minutes with Beth Osmond here from the Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm on this week's American Family Farmer.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment. We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treatingfortwo.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Moving along, Doug Steffen here with Beth Osmond. Happy to get to know her. She and her husband run the Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm in the Chicago area. CedarValleySustainable.com is the website. You've put together a group of Chicagoland CSA farmers, formed a coalition, as it were. How is that working in terms of even... as we go through some of the problems here, you're working, you sort of started talking about it earlier, but I didn't realize at the time that you had put the group together. So do a lot of people look to you? Do they come to you first because of the coalition? Donna Young, as I said, a couple of weeks ago, we had some people on from a farm either in Missouri or Illinois. I can't remember where it was, but they're doing produce. And, you know, they have a lot of questions because there are a lot of people in this boat. I would think that people would be coming to you and your husband for solutions to problems.
Well, as I said, we have a big emphasis on helping out those who are coming along with us on the journey, whether they're farmers or consumers. And the Chicagoland CSA Coalition, the Band of Farmers, started out originally just as almost a social support network
social
for other
club.
Farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has evolved into a terrific organization. It is evolving. It's still very new. But it's a way for us to come together and mutually promote CSAs, mm-hmm. which goes out to educating the public.
Yep.
So it's both for support of the other farmers. You know, we've got this group that we can reach out to when we have a problem, when we encounter a challenge. And then we can also work together to raise the profile of community-supported agriculture in the greater Chicagoland area, mm-hmm. which is good for consumers as well as our farms.
Every time I have somebody that does a CSA, we've got a couple of minutes left, I ask them how it works because everybody seems to be unique, but yet people are looking for ideas. Tell us how your membership works. How much does it cost? How many people do you have involved in picking up food each month? Please explain.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned earlier, we set up the first meat CSA in the Chicagoland area. So when we did it, there weren't any models to go on. So we just made it up as we went along.
Mm-hmm.
But the way our meat CSA works is members join for a period of time. Generally, they'll join quarterly for a 3-month period. We also offer 6 and 12-month memberships with a slight break in price. Then they get a bag each month that includes beef, pork, chicken, and seasonally eggs. So each month's share will be made up of 2 to 3 cuts of each type of meat. And then everything comes frozen, of course, because it's meat. And then they will come back the next month and pick up, you know, trade in their bag, pick up their new bag. Our pricing is $315 for a 3-month share, $610 for a 6-month share, and $1,200 for a year share. As I said, we get a bit of a price break for that
sure.
longer commitment.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's in a nutshell, that's the way it works.
That's how it works. So this is really, and people come to the farm or you deliver? You're a little of both.
We have delivery sites throughout the Chicagoland area. So each week we'll go to a different neighborhood and meet our members there.
All right, Beth, you've done a nice job helping us understand three or four of the nuances of a meat CSA, how it works in Chicago. It's one of the meatpacking centers of the world, in fact. So you're sort of flying against you're swimming against the tide there. But it sounds like you've done a good, thoughtful job. Congratulations. More information about Beth and her husband Jody's farm at CedarValleySustainable.com. This is the American Family Farmer.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, this comment. Once upon a time, what I'm thinking at the moment would have been unthinkable. What I'm focused on, smartphones, web access, electronic banking, credit card use by people who come to the farm, like the farm we've just been talking about, our exposure to more information from cyberspace. We, all of us are increasingly vulnerable, it seems to me, to be victimized by a cyber crimester, a cyber hacker, somebody who wants to steal your identity, to use your credit card purchases in an unauthorized fashion. People I know who have had their bank accounts wiped out. You have become aware of the risks. If you sell your own products, this is something. If you use a credit card, no matter what, if you have I opened my credit card statement once and found about $5,000 of unauthorized credit charges at a truck stop. And then there was one in Illinois, as a matter of fact. Somebody charged $11,000 worth of electronic equipment in the course of a couple of days. And so this kind of thing can happen, and you are never going to be able – you won't know it until after the fact. So one of the things that we recommend, anybody who's got any sense who've been through these sorts of things, make sure you keep your eye on your balance every day. You know, these things are all supposed to be for convenience, and they aren't really. Most of the farmers I know still deal in cash because that's what they're comfortable with, and they know nobody's going to hack in or steal anything. But yet the sort of unheralded side of this conversation is a focus on the type of farmers that we've just heard from. This lady and her husband having the CSA, they take payments, checks, I'm sure, but credit cards. Mostly people use credit cards these days. And so if you have a machine, I had one on my farm, dairy store, selling raw milk, cheeses, ice cream, all sorts of things that are available on the farm. We had our system hacked. Yeah, people, I don't to this day even know where the fraud came from, but it was one of those things. And so how do you protect yourself? How do you protect your computer? Any good computer person will tell you that you got to have the very best sources of, and there are, you know, half a dozen different good ones, Norton, if you will, but antivirus protection, protection from being hacked from, you know, this sort of thing. It's important. You don't do this yourself. You get an expert to do it, frankly. You don't do this yourself. I find the Symantec's Norton security is multi-layered, and that's why I use it. You may find something else that's better. It does make any difference. Well, it sort of does actually make a difference of what you use. But my God, you got to keep yourself connected. Your security software, this hardware protection like Data Breaker. This is a device that automatically disables a broadband internet connection to your PC or your Mac while it's turned on but not in use. So this is a physical barrier that hackers can't get past. Most hackers are only going to get into your memory, into your computer, when it actually is on. And there's that. Plus, there's all kinds of, there's a website called Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, that's run by a fellow who's a friend of mine. His name is Stephen Wiseman. He's a lawyer. He's seen all these scams. And believe me, with the farm, there's plenty of them. But there is in general. I'm being sophomoric with some of this stuff, but I do think it's important not to use simple passwords like the name of your farm. For example, if you have a website and you're protecting your email on the website or however you get in, get access to it, if you're just using your name with 1234 or your name with ABCD or something like that, you're foolish. You are foolish. The by the way, the top five secret phrases, phrases that are being used by farmers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the word password, and I love you. Do not use any of those because you can get hacked, bing, bang, boom, quicker than you can imagine. And so I guess, I mean, I could go on, back things up with a cloud. Carbonite is a good way to back up the information that you have. You don't want somebody hacking in and stealing it all, and then you don't have anything at the end of the day, the week, or the month. Some food for thought from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my opinion on this week's program. It's 59 past the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.